Hey guys, welcome to Raunchy Thoughts. My name is Annette and my co-host Enrique.
Hey guys, how's everybody doing?
Hopefully good, right? It's yeah. Tuesday right now that we're recording. We'll probably upload maybe later on in the week.
Yeah.
So we have some good topics today. Fashion and how it affects the body image.
Yes.
Yes.
It does. It actually does affect everybody. Like, you know, you'd be surprised that just one piece of fabric can make you feel so much better if it's something that you like the way it looks on you, or if it just you know, making yourself feel better. Like, I mean, I've heard people say wear your best panties to make you feel good. You know what I mean? So it's like
if you're wearing something that makes you feel good, then I feel like it changes,
yeah,
you know, how you carry yourself, your confidence. And then, but at the same time, you know, fashion, like in the media, it has a lot of power to make us feel negative.
Oh yeah.
So like you go on Instagram and you're constantly comparing yourself. Why don't I look like this person? Why don't I look like that person?
Oh yeah.
I actually had a conversation with Emily about that not too long ago. So one of my sisters, she wants to lose weight.
And this is the oldest one or the middle one?
The middle one. The middle one. So I asked her, you know, why do you want to lose weight? She's like, I don't know. I'm like, you know why?
Yeah.
I was like, you just need to talk, like, open up and talk about it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, is somebody bullying you about your looks? You know, do you feel bad about yourself? She's like, no, nobody's telling me anything. I'm like, okay, so is it because you're on Instagram and YouTube and all these social medias all the time and you see these perfect women? You want to look like that? She goes, she paused for a second and she's like, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Social media, yeah.
Yeah.
Social media is a dog.
Oh, yeah. And she's, like, very young. So I, like, told her, you know, those women are Photoshop and they have surgery to look like that. That doesn't happen naturally.
They don't stay perfect forever.
Yeah, no. I mean, as you age, things wrinkle, sag.
Let's not talk about it because, guilty.
Guilty.
I mean, girl, I'm telling you, I'm really, like, thinking about getting, like, Botox in my forehead just to fill in that wrinkle that's there. I'm just saying.
Cause it's because you be staring people down all the time.
Yes, it's because I stare people down. I give them the death stare, looking like
the predator stare.
Yeah, yeah, straight up. it's just I hate that it's there. And since I've been doing like makeup videos on YouTube,
it's more prominent.
When you put foundation on, like foundation just seeps right into it, and it makes.
My problem area with foundation is my nose.
Ooh.
And the reason why my nose is a problem is because it's the driest part of my face. So really? If it's particularly dry,
mine is
then
greasy.
Then my makeup looks very, it starts to crumble.
To cake.
I don't like it. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to make a cake pop.
But I mean, it does suck. You know what I mean? It all goes back to, like, you know, how some people look perfect with it. Some people look good with it. I know some people at work were telling me that that you got to find a good primer to prevent stuff like that happening. But shit, makeup is expensive.
Yeah, and I mean, like, primer, I would use primer too, and it's still, like, a problem area for me.
Yeah.
No matter how much primer I put. I actually found that primer makes it worse.
Really?
Than if I don't put primer. It just depends on the primer as well, you know, because there's different kinds of primer. There's, like, the gel kind. Mm-hmm. There's the liquid kind. Silicone. And I always use the silicone kind.
Mm-hmm.
So the silicone,
and that's supposed to make it poreless.
Yeah. But the silicone one, it, like, crumbles.
Yeah.
Like, literally crumbles. So.
Ugh.
It's kind of bad when you're like, it's hard to work with if you're not experienced with it. It'll look really bad, and your brushes have to be clean.
Yep. So if you still have to Photoshop. You do.
I don't Photoshop. I filter it.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody got time to Photoshop.
That's Photoshop, girl. That's legit. A filter is pretty much automated Photoshop.
Yeah. I feel like I'm slowly weaning myself off of the filters. Like, I'm trying not to use filters as much. Because it's harmful to our youth, like how much filters and Photoshop we use. And I remember being that age and being like extra sensitive. Do you remember that age?
Oh, yeah.
Were you particularly like sensitive or self-conscious about your looks in high school or even middle school?
So I will say the one thing that I was most self-conscious about was, for one, I would break out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I wouldn't have, like, because you know how somebody have acne, like, all over their face? Mm-hmm. Well, mine was on my shoulders.
Okay.
And I would get like those cystic pimples, the ones that really hurt. And I was always afraid to go anywhere shirtless. I was always afraid to show off my body because of it. And then I would also get them on my, like on my, jaw, like on my, like
jawline.
Yeah. My jawline. And when I say they were so like, they would be painful. Like they were like blister kind of pimples.
Ouch.
So like when you would push one end of it, it would like push up on another side of, it was like, yeah, it was pretty bad. And like when I would pop them, they would like, dude, they would like splatter nothing but blood. Ooh. Like they were painful.
Yeah.
And I just could not get rid of them.
Yeah.
I could not get rid of them. But that's the one thing that had me like self-conscious was my, my shoulders mainly. Mm-hmm. And oh my God, the thing that sucked the most is that like, you know, back in the days, kids would come up, well, the guys would, and they would like slap, like they would like whack you right on the back and they're like, hey, what's up? Oh, God, it would be so painful when kids would do that. Dude, I'd turn around and, like, punch them in the stomach.
Oh, God. He was a fighter, y'all.
I mean, I just, I really didn't fight that many times. I got into a couple fights.
Pelion. Bien pelionero.
No, yo, por favor. Yo bien santito.
Inocente la chingada.
Right? Hasta traigo el halo just floating on top of me, girl. ¿Qué piensas?
I've always said that I wanted to watch Enrique fight, and the opportunity, the one I was like, no. Está enojado, déjalo.
Pues yo también, chingada madre.
I was not having
it. Oh my gosh.
I was watching that guy the whole night. He was very aggressive, even with his friends. So, like, when you were trying, I was like, está enojado, déjalo.
I was like, man, like, but dude, like, he almost knocked me over.
Oh, yeah. He pushed into you really hard.
Dude, like, I literally almost lost my balance. Like, I mean, I did lose my balance, but I still caught myself, you know, like, whatever. Anywho.
So, why do you love fashion?
I like to, so, I don't even know where to start. Like, I love fashion. I don't do a lot of fashion.
I get that. Like, for me, fashion is really important because growing up, as you know, I was Pentecostal, so I didn't get a lot of say in what I got to wear. So I was forced to wear, like, these long, ridiculous skirts. I couldn't show my ankles. Yeah. They were too sexy. And then my mom, do you remember those stupid shirts that shrunk, like, really tiny but stretched out really big, like, to your size?
I remember.
I fucking hate those shirts so much. They're coming back in trend. But everything she would always make me wear those ugly-ass shirts. Ugh. The only thing that I would get, like, say over was my shoes, and I wore those ugly, fat skater shoes.
The
DCs. They look like marshmallows and shit.
Yeah. Did you ever get those, what were they called? The Fat Farms? Fat Farms? What, the one with the P on it.
Yeah, I get what you're... I had some of those, too. Those were cool back in the day.
They were, and I had some, but they, now that I look back at them, I'm like, ew, why would I ever think those are cool?
They were like a fatter version of Adidas, though.
Yeah, they were.
Adidas is still around.
Yeah, Adidas are still around. I used to love Adidas.
Yeah. Well, but, yeah, so, like, I didn't get a lot of say in how I dressed, so, like, growing up, it was really important to me that I could express myself that way. But like, I'm really lazy nowadays. Like, I don't really dress up unless we're going out somewhere.
You and me both. Like,
it takes a lot of effort.
Yes. Well, see, like, and even though I'm a guy, you know, a lot of people say it's easy for guys, but if you think about it, like, if I decide that I want to wear like slacks, chinos, or like, you know, any kind of fashionable clothes, I have to iron that shit. Does it look like I want to iron anything? Hell no. Like, I pull that shit straight out the dryer and I fold it or I put it on a hanger and let's just hope that it stays straight and not wrinkled. Like, I go to work wearing jeans and a button-up shirt. Mm-hmm. I go out wearing jeans and a button-up shirt. I go have a dinner. I'm wearing jeans and a button-up shirt. I guess it's just a Texas thing, or I don't know what, but I just, It just takes a lot of work.
Like me personally, if I want to go somewhere, I want to get up and go immediately. Exactly. Mm-hmm. I don't want to just like sit for 2 fucking hours, do my hair, do my makeup, find the right outfit, find the shoes that are comfortable and cute. You know, mm-hmm. like, no, like,
I'm just always ready for what everybody stereotypes us. Like, I'm wearing jeans. I'm ready to ride a horse. I wear Levi's, guys, not Wranglers, but I'm just ready. I'm just ready, yo. Like tennis shoes, jeans, and a shirt.
See, my type of fashion, I like dressing up, looking mm-hmm. cute. But I feel obligated to wear like cute footwear, which is like stilettos, which is not like fucking concrete friendly. Like,
no.
If you wear heels in concrete, it eats up the bottom, yeah, the bottom of the shoes, mm-hmm. like the soles. My shoes need some soul. Like, I need a ballroom, something. Like, I can't be wearing that out and about.
And see, and I love seeing you in heels. Like,
I love my legs. That's my favorite feature. Dude, yes. Myself.
Like, what the hell?
I have some good legs.
She's a thickums, but she's cute.
La 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 la.
No, but no, like legit, like Annette knows how to dress, y'all. Like,
I do, but you always really see me cute. In shorts and t-shirts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you always see her in shorts and t-shirts. But when I used to go out or when I used to join her going out or take her going out, because now I don't.
She doesn't.
It's that way.
I don't know her.
Going out, we don't know her. Can't relate. No, but when we used to go out, like, she would always wear her heels and her cute little dress, and she had her hair did, her makeup did.
I miss doing my makeup.
Dude, like, all out. I want
to get back to makeup.
All out. But, and then eventually we got comfortable with Cristal, and, you know, we would just.
I didn't have to wear high heels to Cristal.
Yeah, we would just go comfortable because we would just, we danced all night.
Me and Enrique, and I feel like Enrique, like, I did go out dancing before Enrique, but I feel like I always had to drink
mm-hmm.
when I was out and about. Yeah. But with you, like, I really, like, let loose and was like, I didn't have to drink anymore.
Yeah.
So, like, when me and him go out dancing, we don't even drink. We just dance.
Yeah.
And we don't stop. Like, what's the point of going to the club if you're going to be sitting down?
Yeah, that's, like, and then, like, if you start, we'll have, like, 1 or 2 drinks, and that's it. But sometimes we'll just drink water because we're pretty much sweating it all out. So we need water. We need to hydrate, you know?
And
so
alcohol is like a dehydrator.
Oh, yeah. So.
And we're just dancing. And it's not just, like, twerking, guys. It's, like, salsa merengue, cumbia. Mm-hmm. You're fucking, bachata, like, legwork.
San reggaetonero, perreo, mami. But, I mean, legit, like, I sweat a lot. Like, I sweat a lot.
Oh, yeah, your back. Your dude, back is always.
Yes. So tell them what I do whenever we leave a club. Tell them what I do.
We get in the car and he takes off his shirt.
And I always have a spare shirt in the back seat to change into when we go out. Because I sweat a lot. Like, guys, even sitting down or standing around doing nothing, my armpits are sweating. That's another reason I need a Botox. Because, you know, they do Botox in the armpits.
What the fuck?
Yeah, like, if you sweat a lot, like, if you're prone to sweating so much, like, they'll do Botox injections in your armpit and it helps stop all the sweating.
Your sweating glands are just frozen in time or some shit.
I guess. I don't know shit. I guess the sweat comes out somewhere else. Ooh. Like the ass crack or something.
I don't think your partner will enjoy that too much. Will appreciate that.
Oh my gosh.
Am I allowed to say his name here? That's what I was like, wait.
I think we did. I've said his name already before. I mean, gosh, we just haven't said where he works.
Exactly. So how would you describe your preferred style?
Jeans and a button up and tennis shoes.
But in ideal world.
In an ideal world. Like, honestly, so I've been wanting to become a little more fashionable. But the only thing, the reason I really don't do it for work is because, like, I work in floral design, you know, and but so.
My thing is, like, for fashion, in my opinion, you shouldn't be doing it for work. You should be doing it for outside of work.
But.
Like, social.
I was going to say, but how often do I really go out? But
you go out every fucking day. What the fuck are you talking about right now, bro?
It's just I want to be comfortable. And to me, comfortable is jeans or shorts. You know what I mean? That's comfortable to me. Mm-hmm. But I would love to be able to sport like some chinos or some like, I don't know. Like, I just, I want to have a sense of fashion, but I don't know where to start, and I don't know what to buy, and I don't know how to get there, you know? What's your ideal?
I really like the, I really love modernized 70s fashion, but with a grunge twist. That's that, I think that's like what, how I dress.
Yeah.
I'm looking up chinos because I don't know what chinos are.
Chinos are like...
These just look like fucking khakis. What the hell?
Yeah, well, they kind of look like... They come in different colors. Like, you can get them in any color. But they're like... They kind of show off the ankles a little.
I don't see no ankles on this.
Oh, well, never mind. But they do look like slacks, but they're a little more slim-fitting. They're not as...
Like this one?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. There you go.
I thought it was like a suit for some reason.
No. No, chinos are like slacks, but you can fashion them with tennis shoes, with like some, not that they're not super dressy shoes, but they're like kind of tennis shoes, dress shoes.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about?
Are you talking about Quartet? I think I have a vague idea of what you're talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, you can sport them with stuff like that. You can sport them with a t-shirt. You can sport them with a button-up shirt. You can sport them with a, like a, what is it, a sports jacket or mm-hmm. a, what is it called, a blazer?
Blazer, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You can sport it with anything, really. It's more, it's kind of like a casual dressy kind of
like
thing.
Like that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's, you know, that's what they're, that's what you can use them for, but it all falls back to having to iron them damn things, and I'm not about that life.
Yeah, I hate ironing clothes too. But it looks so much nicer and put together. That's my thing about dressing up. It's like, if I dress up, I don't want to not do my makeup or not do my hair because I don't think that it looks mm-hmm. put well together, you know?
Yep.
And then if I do my hair and makeup and then I'm just wearing a shirt and t-shirts, then it doesn't like really go, you know?
Yeah. So I've been wanting to do, since I've gotten into like makeup, I've been wanting to go out like glammed out. But I'm just scared to do it. Like, I'm scared of...
Of what?
I'm scared of, I guess, I don't even know. Like, I'm scared of a little bit of judgment.
Mm-hmm. Well, people are gonna... This is the other thing that I told Emily. Like, people are always gonna judge you. You can be the most perfect person in the world, and there will be someone in this fucking world that won't like you.
Yeah.
That won't like something that you're doing. But the thing is, like, beauty is subjective, right? Yeah. It's in the eye of the beholder. Mm-hmm. Everyone has different preferences.
Yeah.
So... It really surprises me that you're kind of like...
Yeah, because I'm an out there person. Yeah, because
you're very confident. Well, no, it's like you're very confident and you're very true to yourself. Like,
yeah.
You don't give a fuck about what other people think.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm very surprised
It's kind of hard too because I feel like a lot of my friends know me as somebody else. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like my friends know me as like me looking like a
they
guy.
They don't matter. I just matter. That's it. All you need is me. Fuck
oh my
them
gosh.
Hoes. Fuck all of y'all.
No, but like, I just my feel friend. Like people know me as... Golly, the Grinch. No, like people know me as me being like a dude that, you know, dresses like a dude, that looks like a dude, that doesn't wear makeup.
But,
you know what I mean?
But I think that you branded yourself that way because I vaguely remember you being like, esas mariposas or those gay guys, you know what I mean? So you kind of did that to yourself, which you can undo yourself, you know?
Yeah, I guess. And then like I would love to be able to go to work and just wear like whatever the hell I want,
mm-hmm.
but you know, the position that I carry is a professional position, and mm-hmm. so I don't feel like I can do that at work. Not because I'd get in, I don't even know how to explain
just
it.
Like society
like,
norms.
Yeah, like I don't think I would be terminated for it. I really don't think so. Mm-hmm. Because I work for a very diverse company. I just feel like it would be looked down upon because of my position and because of the way I brought myself in. You know what I mean? Like if I would have started off like that, I feel like it wouldn't have been an issue. But since I brought myself in as a masculine looking guy, I just feel like it's going to be looked at, and I'm pretty sure somebody's going to tell me something and say that this is a distraction for work and that it's not it's not professional for your position.
Look, so, if Caitlyn Jenner can go from Bruce to Caitlyn, And he was an Olympic
person. Medalist, yes.
An athlete. I feel like you can do it.
I'm sure I
You're just going to have to be strong enough to deal with that judgment, you know? Yes.
And so tomorrow, I'm making a bold move tomorrow. So I don't know when I'm going to air this. We're probably going to air it tomorrow. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know when. I mean, the good thing is that I have internet connection on my iPad, so I can submit it whenever. You know what I mean? I can upload it whenever I want. Mm-hmm. And then in these things, I'm just in meetings like all day, so it's kind of boring. So I pull out the tablet every now and then, pretend like I'm putting notes.
Yeah, right. He pulls out the phone. He's Snapchatting them.
Yes. Yeah, you got it. Anywho. No, so I'll probably air this tomorrow. But like I said, I'm making a bold move, guys. So, you know, I'm going to be at a floral show. Mm-hmm. And, you know, usually they tell us, you know, wear your best to impress, wear your best shoes, blah, blah. Well, one year I wore some rainbow 6-inch heels. Mm-hmm. And they were out there. Like, they were out there.
They were platform heels, guys.
They were.
They were stripper out there. Heels.
Yeah, they were them hookah heels. Mm-hmm. Anywho, but let's just say that I wasn't expecting as many people to go crazy about them as they did. So, it was a success, you know? Like, I wasn't judged. Everybody was like, "Oh my god, how are you wearing heels for so long?" or whatever, you know what I mean? But I mean, the trick is they were platform heels. They're easy to keep on, you know? Like, they're not as painful as the thinner platform ones.
Which I, big mistake, have a lot of those
yep,
heels.
Yep, she has a lot of them. Oh, my gosh.
It's because I hate how the platform looks. It looks so hookerish. Like,
you think so?
It's not, like, elegant to me. That's why I don't really have a lot of those shoes.
I think it's cute.
No, it's not.
Anywho, so tomorrow...
Mañana.
This is the plan. I've never done it before. Like, tomorrow, and I can't vlog this because, you know, it's like I'm going to work, so I can't. Right. I can't vlog anything that like that involves my job. Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow, I'm planning on actually doing a full face of makeup and going to the floral show and attending it and being in meetings and all this stuff with a lot of people there. But the perk, I guess what helps me in this scenario is that it's mainly women that work in the same industry department, that I work. Yes.
And even if there's male, they're usually like,
they're usually gay.
In the LGBT community.
Yeah.
So they're about that.
Yeah. So it's usually women and gay men that are in this stuff. And so, you know, it's going to be very accepted. Of course, I'm pretty sure some people are going to have something to say, but it's all good. And yeah, I think it'll be fun.
You'll be all right.
Let's just hope that nobody says I have to take it all off.
You're like, bitch, do you know how long this took?
It took me 2 hours, girl.
If I got to take mine off, you got to take yours off.
Exactly. No, I ain't even taking the lashes out.
Bitch, please.
So, you know, it's going to be a little scary, but I'm going to wing it, yo. Like, I'm going to just do it. And I even told, like, one of the young ladies that works for me, and she's, like, an older Asian lady. Like, mm-hmm. she retired and stepped down. Well, she's like, I said, I called her, and I was like, hey, like, I don't want to say her name. We'll just say Jessica, just to cover her name. I was like, hey, Jessica, tomorrow's gonna be a big day. And she's like, why? I'm like, because I'm gonna go to the floral show with makeup. And she's like, oh my god, that's a good idea. And I'm telling you, this is a retired woman. Like, she's in her 60s, yeah, almost 70. And she's like, oh my god, she's like, you should do it. She's like, that's a very good idea, because she's been to these shows, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, man, everybody else goes in sandals and just jeans and boring. It's boring. She's like, you go do it. That's a very good idea.
Spice it up.
Spice it up, yo. Hell, that'll probably help me get some more subscribers.
Maybe. Ha.
So. So yeah, we'll see. We'll see what happens. I'm like shaking because I'm a little nervous. Oh gosh.
So okay, I have another question. What is your preferred style on that? Well, on men, because we both like men.
So my preferred style on men, I would say my preferred style is like, as long as they're kind of like nicely dressed, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like it just depends on their body type.
True.
So, you know, if it's
for everyone, yeah.
Yeah. So if it's a slim guy, mm-hmm. I think fitted clothes looks really good on a slim guy.
Honestly, fitted clothes is better on every body type. Because when you wear larger clothes, when you're a larger person, it makes you appear larger, frumpy, and, you know, it's kind of sloppy.
Well, I mean, like, okay, yeah, so if you're a larger person, not extremely fitted, because, you know, some people overdo it. Some people overdo the fitted, okay?
Yeah, not I. You better tell me if I look like some fucking chorizo, okay? Chorizo's for eating, but not for wearing.
Oh my gosh. No, but you know, I think fitted is nice on a lot of people. But
but slim guys.
Yeah, like slim guys mainly fitted. Like larger people, yes, fitted, but like I said, not
too fitted.
Yes.
Not over.
Because
fitted.
You do have to have some wiggle room.
But just I feel so that even like with slimmer guys, like if it's too tight, I'm like,
okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, I used to wear fitted all the time. I'm starting to gain a couple pounds. I can't wear fitted as much
it's
as I used to.
It's fitted because it don't want to fit you no more.
It's beyond fitted. It's like sausage link.
Chorizo?
I can see the little lonjitas.
He's exaggerating, guys.
But no, legit, like I tried on some pants, like because I was trying to pick an outfit for tomorrow, right? Mm-hmm. And one of my pair of slacks would not close.
Oh, shit.
And a lot of my shirts, they like, they start like my stomach starts roll speaking up. Through.
I hate when my shirts roll up.
No, I hate when my like the buttons start to like peek my tummy through. And I have a hairy tummy, guys. I have a hairy tummy, so that's not cute. That's not cute. And I don't wear undershirts because we live in fucking Texas and it's too hot for undershirts.
Yeah.
It is too hot for. I don't understand how a lot of these guys do that undershirt shit. I do not. I refuse to do an undershirt because it's fucking hot. So.
I feel like just a guy that's well put together is just attractive because straight men do not take care of themselves.
No.
They think skincare is gay. Like, how is skincare gay?
Hey, I didn't do skincare for a long time. Like,
it's gay and you're gay?
No, I just didn't think I needed to do it. You know what I mean? Like, and then like, it's kind of hard too because I have very sensitive skin. So a lot of the skincare product that I would use,
it's expensive.
No, it would burn the shit out of my face.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It would be expensive because you have to get special quality, you know, for your skin. But I feel like it's worth it because I don't want to be filling up on a crusty, dusty guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, like, lotion. I never put lotion on as a teenager. And now you see how much I suffer with skin. Like, I suffer with skin problems. Like, my mom had psoriasis when she was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And so, I think, I haven't been to a dermatologist for it. But I think I have, like, eczema. Because my actual physician said it's not psoriasis.
Oh, okay.
But they said it might be eczema. But, like, my skin, like, oh, my gosh. Like, it's mainly on my shins. Mm-hmm. My shins and my arm. But what I've been doing is I've been using that Aveeno eczema and psoriasis lotion.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, like, my arm has cleared up so much. Like, mm-hmm. you remember how it was, like, so red and kind of silverish?
Yeah.
Like, it's cleared up so much. My legs are clearing up, but they still itch a lot.
Yeah.
But that's what I get for not applying lotion when I was younger, you know, because skincare wasn't important to me because I didn't think I needed to do it.
I mean, skincare comes with getting older because when you're younger, you don't really need it.
Yeah.
Because I didn't put on lotion until, like, I was older, out of high school, you know?
Yeah.
But I just, like, these crusty, dusty men, I just can't get over it. And then you have the audacity to have these rules and regulations women need to meet, like, expectations, and you over there all crusty.
Like, you gotta bleach your asshole, you gotta shave every day and wax, and you gotta put your makeup on, and you gotta get your hair did and have them nails done. Like,
don't put on too much put on makeup, but not too much makeup, because we gonna go swimming on our first date. So we can see what's under there. Like, bitch, what? How does that even make sense?
Okay, bitch, this head ain't going underwater.
This head can go underwater. I got all-nighter spray shit. Fuck out of here. You think I pay $50 for nothing?
Shit, I need some of that, girl, because we might go swimming tomorrow night. I gotta keep all that makeup in place.
Excuse me, we haven't been swimming this year, by the way.
Okay, either. My birthday's coming up. I already said I'm going to have a get-together at Michael's house.
You didn't say shit to me.
Well, now you're hearing it, so calm your happy ass down. Your unhappy ass down.
I'm not happy about this.
Anywho, I'm taking my birthday weekend off. I have nothing planned other than my get-together at Michael's house.
The one time that he actually gets on Twitter.
On Twitter. Oh my god, yes. Yes.
So today I posted on Twitter, what should I get my best friend? I want to get him something spectacular, but I'm drawing a blank, right? I've been like trying to rack my brain.
Did I do it right though? Month. Did I tweet you
yes,
back right?
Yes. And so like I go to Twitter to see if like people have ideas, oh. Right? This motherfucker gonna message me is like $1 million.
Guys, I don't know how to fucking use Twitter that well.
You don't even fucking get on Twitter. And the one time I post about his ass.
I don't understand Twitter. Like, I really don't understand it.
Twitter is so fucking fun. I be cracking the fuck up on
Twitter. So, when she tags me in something on Twitter, like, I put reply. But after I push send, like, it tags her and the person of whatever post it is. And I'm like, but I don't want to tag that bitch. I just want to tag the one person I'm trying to talk to. Like,
yeah, it's always going to do that.
Can you erase it?
I don't know. I haven't tried because I don't give a fuck.
Damn. Because I'm like, okay, this is, like, not cool. Like,
on Twitter, it's cool to talk to people you don't know. You know how on Facebook you just talk to people that you have as friends?
Girl, let me tell you.
Well, Twitter, you just be talking to strangers.
I be scrolling. Girl, I'm there for the fucking tea on all them news reports, girl. For the news reports on Facebook, have you ever sat there and read, like, the people's comments on any, like, news report on Facebook, like ABC 13 or whatever? Dude, some of them people go off, and I'm like, ooh, bitch, I'm here for the tea. Where's the popcorn? Like, man, like that one of that lady that broke her finger at the Astros game.
No. Oh yeah, I remember that. They were dragging her ass.
They were dragging her ass. Oh my god.
They said, bitch, what?
No, and then they were like, maybe she can ask what orb for a foam finger? A foam replacement finger? Bitch, I cannot. I sit there for the comments.
Everyone
all day.
Kept tagging me on those fucking Dude. Posts. And I'm like, why is everybody tagging me about me? Why is everyone tagging me in this shit? Like, I don't give a fuck about baseball. I don't give a fuck about Astros. Because
you be in the tweets, girl. That's why.
Because I like talking shit. So y'all just like going to tag me in the shit talking.
It was hilarious, dude. I was reading all them. I kid you not. Every news report, I sit there and I read all them. I read a lot of those comments. And I'm like,
I'm
not. See,
if you go to Twitter, people be roasting people's asses on
but
Twitter.
But see, I don't comment, though. I don't comment. I sit there and read it. Because if I involve myself, girl, that's it.
Girl,
that's it.
I love involving myself.
They're going to go off on me. And I'm going to just sit there and just laugh, girl. I'm going to just laugh.
Man, I'm trying to find this one tweet that had me cracking the fuck up. Like, they're roasting her ass. So basically, it's this Twitter, the Twitter user is a black woman, right? So she tweeted, this white woman gonna clutch her purse when I walk by her, while me and my mama walk by her. So I went ahead and paid for her tab for shits and giggle. They better stop fucking with me.
Damn.
So they were roasting her as, how you just gonna give a racist free food? Like, you just pay for her fucking meal to Damn. Prove yourself. Dude, they're roasting her ass. I'm gonna find that and tell you.
Pobrecita.
Pobrecita.
But you know what? She made them look dumb.
Someone said, my white neighbor locked his front door while I was standing outside. I paid the remaining 22 years of his mortgage. Bitch, don't play with me.
Damn, I would not pay nobody's mortgage.
They
Fuck
were being sarcastic
that.
To that girl. They didn't really do it. They were just like being sarcastic.
Girl?
Yeah. She said, y'all gotta stop playing with me. Dude, that thread just damn. Like has me so fucking entertained.
Yeah.
They're like putting clown gifts. They're like, this is what you look like.
Oh, that's fucked up. The it clown. The old it clown.
Yeah.
Not even the new one.
Nah, she got a free meal for being racist.
Damn.
Dude, I love Twitter. They be roasting people. Mm-hmm. I love roasting people.
Damn.
Poor Ariel.
You better leave that girl alone.
I do.
Mm-mm.
Anyways, guys, so we're going to wrap this up.
Well, there's one more question.
Oh, there is?
You have one more question on What's there. You have question? Not forgot. It says, is designer a scam?
Oh my God, mark. This is my favorite fucking question, too. So, yes, I'm going to answer this fucking question. Yes, designer is a scam.
DHGates, y'all.
Okay. Shh, I didn't tell y'all.
Yeah, that didn't come from us.
So, luxury shit in general is a fucking scam.
Yeah.
My biggest pet peeve on the road is having luxury vehicles because they drive like fucking assholes.
Animals, yep.
No, not like animals. They drive like assholes because yes. they're going slow because they don't want to fuck up their luxury vehicle. Oh. And I'm just like, get the fuck out of my way. Like, why are you in the fast lane?
Not all of them. Montrose area, let me tell you. Oh, them people drive like dickheads, yo. Like, oh my God. Like, I can't tell you how many times I almost got into a wreck because then people take red lights, they everything. Mm-hmm. Like, and you see these Mercedes taking red lights and shit, girl, because it don't cost them a dime.
Houston,
like, girl, please.
Houston got voted worst drivers yep. in America not too mm-hmm. long ago. So I believe it. I've seen some shit. Anyway, like, but back to fashion.
Back to fashion.
Luxury designer is a scam. Louis yeah. Vuitton, Gucci, Prada. Yeah. Don't get me wrong, like some of their stuff is cute, but yeah. is it worth $2,000 for like one plus, you know, 2,000 plus? No.
It is overpriced.
Celebrities get this shit for free.
They
and
do.
Their followers want to buy that shit because yeah. it's, you know, they stan or it's whatever what fuck have, that means. Yeah. What does I stan mean? Like I stand with you or some shit?
I don't know.
That means like it's another word for fans, but I still don't get it how they got it to stan instead of fans.
I don't know.
Anyways.
That's a good question.
So, yeah. So, like, celebrities get the shit for free. And then poor people are actually the ones
paying
buying
for
the
it.
Shit. And it's mm-hmm. like, why? Are you, like, why? Yep. Put that money in your fucking retirement fund.
Yep.
Nope. What about you? You love designers. So.
I do. I love designer. But I just can't make myself. I've always, like, I've been wanting a Louis for that for the longest. Guys, I'll attach my P.O. box, okay? If y'all are feeling very,
y'all can send me stuff there too.
If y'all are feeling, if y'all are feeling generous, no, but
and my Cash App is, no,
achingo, and my PayPal is, and my Zelle's is.
We're gonna attach my Amazon wish list on this hoe,
right?
There's nothing but books, but you know,
fucking nerd.
I don't the fuck. Give me my books, damn it.
Anywho, no, like I've always wanted a Louis Vuitton, but I can't justify spending that much on
no,
one bag.
It's a fucking vacation.
I mean, I go to Coach, but I go to the Coach outlet where I only pay like $100 for a bag.
Only. He said only. I won't pay more than $30 for a bag. I'll tell you that right now.
I mean, if it's good quality, I will.
Because I won't pay more than $30 because fashion comes and goes. Trends come and go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the biggest thing. Like, they don't last long.
Yeah.
You know, like you're not going to outlast the value. Of the purse, you know, with the trends or whatever. Like, and eventually you get tired of carrying that purse.
Yeah.
So I feel like people confuse being fashionable with having designer as the same thing.
Yeah.
Because people accessorize Gucci belt like, you know, tomorrow. Mm. But that doesn't mean that you have a fashion sense just because you're wearing the Gucci belt. Like, fashion sense, you can get shit from the thrift store and be more fashionable than someone who has everything designer.
Yep. Definitely can. I mean, I just, I like bags.
You do.
I love bags, guys. And I would love to just sport them bitches out. I sport like two or three different bags that I have. Like I have two Coach bags. I have one Kohan bag. And they're manly bags, you know what I mean? Like, sort of. I've kind of feminine them, made them a little feminine with, my merces. They're my merce. So when people tell me it's a purse, I'm like, it's a merce. But I've
get your clutch
and get your clutch and get out of here. No, but like my so the coach ones, I personalized them with some pins on them just to make them a little more me, you know. The Kohan one, I can't. Like, I tried going to coach and I said, hey, we all personalize this one. They're like, no, we can't. And I'm like, oh, fuck. I'm like, why not? They're like, because it ain't coach. And I'm like, well, damn. Because I was really excited about these pins. But, I mean, you know, I love bags. I do. Like, I love bags. And I think Michael is to blame for that. Because why? When I first met him, he used to love backpacks. And like luggage bags, like the duffel bags.
Yes.
And now I've just gotten into carrying a bag. You know what I mean? Like I just always carry a bag with me. But it's because I carry my iPad everywhere I go. I carry my inhaler because of my asthma. I carry a charger for my phone and my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
What else do I carry? I carry allergy medication because, you know, we all know that my allergies kick in at all hours of the day. what else do I carry? I carry a pencil. Don't ask me why I carry both, but whatever. What else is in my bag?
You like purses more than I do.
I got poopery.
I hate purses.
I carry poopery,
guys.
I don't
hate purses.
I carry poopery.
Why?
Because if I gotta take a shit somewhere, I'm gonna... baby.
Just take a shit. Like, be proud of your
girl,
shit.
Nah, girl. Nah, my shit just... Yo,
just be like, bloop, bloop.
I drink coffee, and let me tell you, coffee don't make your shit smell good. I'm just saying. Like, if you smell...
Smells good going in, but smells horrible coming out.
It smells like something burned inside of me.
I feel like everybody's shit stink every day, so...
Yeah, there's different levels.
There's different levels.
There's different levels. And believe me.
Mine is toxic.
Anywho. Yeah, very. Anywho. Yeah, so I carry that. What else do I carry in my bag? I carry a bit. I should do a YouTube video like what's in the bag.
Ain't no one care Mary Poppins. Hey,
right? I'm gonna pull out a whole damn like a fucking light pole and shit.
One of those fucking a Renaissance festivals turkey legs.
Right. I'm gonna just put random shit in there before we do the video just for the fuck of it.
Be like Luna the clown.
Yeah. Always pulling.
I call those turkey legs fucking Fred Flintstone legs.
The what?
The turkey legs. Yeah, Fred Flintstone.
Oh my gosh.
Fucking Stone Age motherfucker. People just
yabba dabba doo.
Yeah, chomping on them.
Hey, I'm guilty. I be chomping on that shit too.
I hate that shit. No.
Oh, they're so good. I can't eat a whole one though. How is it that we always end a podcast in food? Like,
it's Houston Restaurant Week, guys. So if somebody wants to take me on a bougie date.
On a bougie. Tweet
I
her.
I have a list. Okay?
Tweet her.
We can go Dutch. I'll pay for my shit. You pay for your shit. I just want to
no,
go
y'all can
nice.
Pay for her. Be gentlemen. Be a gentleman. Anyway.
You don't have to be a gentleman to take me out, okay? No, I'm blame.
Oh, a la madre. Yeah.
I just want good conversation.
Just take her out to eat and then she'll bring you back. That's it.
Yeah. Bring me back home, okay, bitch?
No, she'll bring you back in.
Nah.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. No, and it's not that type. She's scared to do shit like that. I
do not let people.
I will stop there before I get myself in trouble.
So, guys, let's talk about it.
Oh my gosh.
So I have a set of rules. I think we've talked about this before. I don't let people pick me up on the first date if I don't
know
them.
Oh, fuck no. I would never let anybody pick me up for a date because, bitch, fuck that. Like, I ain't trying to get killed.
Especially for me. Like, if I want to leave, I want my vehicle so I can get up and fucking leave.
Go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, no, I don't let people pick me up on the first date. And I also don't order food that I can't pay for myself. If I end up not liking the dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm okay. Here's my part of the bill. Like, yeah. I'm going home now.
Yeah. Yep.
It was not nice to meet you.
You take cash?
Do you have Cash App?
Girl, you better watch out.
No, but I don't even want it to be a date. Like, I just want to go and experience these places because they seem very nice and a good opportunity to go, like, to very bougie, extra fancy places. It's
for
restaurant
a low price,
week.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they have a preset menu and you pick from it. Usually has 2 to 3 course meals and you choose from each one. And it's only like $45 for the fancier one.
There's this place off of Bissonnette that I want to go to, and I can never remember the damn name. And I see it every time I go, like every time I pass through Bissonnette when I go to Ray's house.
Mm.
It's like a brunch place. Hmm. I don't know. Like, I always see it.
Are you
it
talking about with Snooze?
A C. No, it starts with a C.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have left the brunch scene, to be honest with you. It just costs too much
How
for breakfast.
How dare you?
No, please. I can make brunch at home.
Wash your mouth with a mimosa.
I made brunch for you.
You did. It was good.
Weekend.
It was so good. You didn't make it for me. I mean, I was included.
He made it
for Michael because it was his birthday like 2 weekends ago. And so.
It was last weekend ago. Don't exaggerate.
Yeah, last weekend ago. Not this past weekend, but the weekend before.
Yes.
And so she made him brunch and it was really good. Dude, it was really good. She made these, what are they called? Them sourdough?
The bagel bombs.
Oh my gosh.
They were bagel bombs. They were jalapeno popper dip inside. And then the everything bagel seasoning on the outside.
I'm not like big on like cheese.
Yeah.
But them things were fucking good. Like, I wanted to eat the whole bowl, but I was told I couldn't.
I just said, wait, let me take a picture of them before you eat more.
All I heard was, no, you can't.
So...
That translated to no, you can't.
There was two for each one of us.
Well, I ate one.
Michael ate three.
Did
four.
He? Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
I only ate two.
Wait, I think I... No, how?
No, he ate three. You ate one, he ate three, and
yeah.
I ate two.
No, I think he ate two. Yeah, he did eat three because me and him split one, and then I got another one, and we split that one. And so you said you ate two, so he ate the other two that were left in there.
Mm. Anyways, point is, they were good.
They were really good.
And then I seasoned my hash browns. Houston, y'all need to season your hash browns.
Yes, the hash browns are so good. Well, we have reached 46 minutes.
So, damn.
Yeah. Or do we want to keep talking?
No. That's good enough. Ooh.
And ooh. Y'all, I hit the mic.
And he is holding it by a bobby pin right now. So,
guys.
We're actually might not be podcasting as much because Enrique is a little bitch.
I am. I got a lot going on, guys. Like, I have a lot going on and I'm like constantly running.
How are
everywhere.
We how am I supposed to be the next Oprah if you can't cooperate?
Look.
A Latina Oprah.
Whatever. Anywho, yeah, because, like, yeah, it is my fault, guys. It's definitely my fault. I told her we have to slow down because school's about to start in, like, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And then, so I have...
He has too many dinner dates as well, he said.
Yeah, I have a lot of dinner. Like, I go out to eat with a lot of people all the time.
You don't need to go.
I try to keep up with all my friends, and so...
You need to put that money in your savings account. To buy a house that I can live in.
Anywho... So I try to keep up with all my friends, and so I'm constantly.
He has a lot of friends.
Yes, it's because I make friends everywhere I go, guys.
Yeah, everywhere we go, he always meets someone.
But you know what? In the long run, it will pay off one day. Okay.
Bitch, I'm still waiting for that. Hit retirement. That
Girl,
one day
shut
needs
up.
To come.
Shut up.
You just mad because I'm right.
Shut up.
That day needs to pay up.
Anywho,
right now.
No, I love people, so I like to be out and about. And then, like, so I'm doing YouTube. Mm-hmm. I'm working full time. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to focus a lot on YouTube too, but that doesn't happen as much. Editing takes a fucking long time.
Forever.
And so, like, I'm trying to keep up with everything, and I decided to add this podcast onto my plate. And it's becoming, everything that I'm doing is becoming a little overwhelming.
And we're not important, guys.
It's not that you aren't important.
We're not important.
Oh,
that
gosh.
That was.
It's translating to that, right?
I'm just kidding, guys.
But yeah, so if you don't hear from us as often, we apologize. I apologize.
He apologizes.
I apologize. Because apparently it's not Annette's.
It's
not Annette's fault, so. Actually, it's not because she's always like, are we going to record today? Are we going to record today?
You need to come over. We need to record. We need to get back in the
season.
Blah,
and I'm like, can we do it tomorrow?
Because when we first started, He was like, we need to do this consistently.
Yes.
And you can't get tired. You have to keep going. I'm like, okay, like I'm ready.
And I'm the one over here getting tired. But bitch, I've got a lot more going on. Shit.
What, you trying to call me a loser? I got a business on this.
I am not calling you a loser. I just said I have a lot more going on.
I got a lot more going on. So you're saying I don't got nothing going on.
No, you ain't got shit going on.
Yes, I do. I'm sacrificing my body for this shit. I should be exercising right now.
I know mas. I got my cat to go home to.
Okay.
Girl, my dog barely even sees me. Shit.
Poor Chiquita.
I know. My poor baby. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, guys.
All right, guys.
Always fun talking with guys, talking bullshit.
Yes, it was. Don't forget to follow us on our other medias, which Annette's is...
Posterabilities.
You forgot Facebook. For a minute or what?
No, I was like, what media do I want to say?
Posterabilities on el face.
On el face.
And then me is Facebook and...
DIY.
Facebook and Instagram is Enriquez Do It Myself. And YouTube is Enriquez Do It Myself. Mm. And then the Twitter. The Twitter is Enriquez DIM. I'm thinking about changing the name, though. But that's a whole nother podcast conversation.
We're not making a podcast conversation about you.
Okay, then never mind.
I'm just joking.
All right, guys.
Bye. Bye.
Love you all. Quack.